Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to the ClickSuasion podcast. This is Michael Barbera, where we deliver you behavioral science news because someone once said, behavioral science is a business without a shipping department. We are that shipping department. Today's episode will be hosted by Crystal Sutherland. Crystal, take it away.
ClickSuasion Labs is located at the home of golf, Pinehurst, North Carolina. It's August 2019, and the United States Amateur Championship is hosted at the Pinehurst Country Club and Resort. So we feel it's important to understand behavioral challenges that golfers face in competition. Human decision biases are often mitigated by sports psychologists to enhance athletic performance. Golf is a cognitively challenging sport because golfers have a smaller team dynamic to mitigate intuition and guesswork. Competing on a championship course can be cognitively taxing because there are many decision variables involved in the game, which include intuition and guesswork, challenging terrain features, and unique course features. However, behavioral science could be a golfer's teammate or adversary. The hot hand fallacy is a widely accepted human bias, and most sports fans have been victims to this bias. The hot hand fallacy can be detrimental to a golfer's performance because the phenomenon could influence a person's expectation of a successful outcome from a recent hot streak or small sample size. This fallacy is likely to occur when golfers complete several amazing shots in a short period of time. This hot hand phenomenon could produce overconfidence during an athlete's hot streak. We spoke with the mental performance coach of the Cleveland Indians, Cecilia Clark, and she compared the hot hand fallacy and athlete decision making to junk food. Quote, "All confidence is not created equal. There are many ways to prepare for competition. I oftentimes hear athletes want to gain confidence by preparing for competition by doing what's easy for them. They can see themselves continually having success and feel more confident. However, when the competition gets tough, this confidence often fades quickly. I call this junk food confidence. It feels good to eat, it's fast and sugary, but you can't run on it for long." Unquote. Furthermore, Cecilia Clark believes there is healthy confidence. Quote, "Much like health food, it often takes longer to prepare. Sometimes doesn't taste as good, but it helps you run a lot longer through tougher situations. Healthy confidence is built through challenges. Training near a point of failure is where you have to see mistakes and gain confidence through overcoming these challenges. It doesn't always feel good to eat as the junk stuff, but it gets you through tougher situations and competition." Unquote. Let's talk about Gary the golfer. Gary has been playing golf for the previous 10 years. Gary won a set of clubs at the last tournament he attended. The new clubs are considered the best clubs in the game and likely to improve Gary's performance. During the next tournament, Gary decided to use his traditional clubs, which were slightly damaged from years of use. Gary knows, likes, and trusts his set of clubs because they were his father's clubs. Gary refused to deviate from the family golf clubs. Reflecting on this scenario, Gary likely overvalued the family clubs because there is an emotional attachment. The endowment effect is an emotional bias of using an item because of familiarity and comfort. An athlete is likely to be biased with the endowment effect, even if the items are underperforming or inoperable. Behavior change is cognitively taxing and difficult to overcome. New Year's resolutions are an example of behavior change, and most resolutions are not completed. There are many methods of achieving behavior change. However, limiting the methods to 3 is likely to reduce choice overload. First, mindfulness, which is the awareness of cognitive biases to enhance the objectivity of decisions. Number two, evidence-based training, which could consist of golf fundamental routines that are supported by data and analytics. Lastly, number three, limiting choices, which is the reduction of available options to mitigate cognitive taxation and choice overload. Being mindful of the situation and the historical and environmental constructs could increase the objectivity of decisions. Furthermore, omitting emotional rationale or subjective thoughts could decrease the number of heuristics during the decision task. The application of mindfulness could be supported by data and analytics. The endowment effect and other irrational biases are likely to be reduced with historical data. Additionally, too many choices are likely to create an environment of cognitive taxation. Whereas many choices might sound appealing, too many choices could quash the decision process, and the likeliness of indecision can significantly increase. There are many factors that could affect a golfer's performance during a tournament. Golf is a game of patience, skill, and control, and players should be physically and cognitively prepared to compete. Preparing the mind for competition includes many behavioral science and decision science constructs. However, simplicity is the foundation of behavior change. Lastly, when making decisions during a competition, manage your choices, be mindful, and be objective. This is Crystal Sutherland, ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.